Okay, lesson 10, not for jazz. First, let's read the passage together. Follow me, please. We have an old musical instrument. It is called a clavichord. It was made in Germany in 1681. Our clavichord is kept in the living room. It has belonged to our family for a long time. The instrument was bought by my grandfather many years ago. Recently, it was damaged by a visitor. She tried to play jazz on it. She struck the keys too hard and two of the strings were broken. My father was shocked. Now, we are not allowed to touch it. It has been repaired by a friend of my father's. Okay, let's look at the first sentence. We have an old musical instrument. 我们拥有一个很古老的乐器 ,OK? 这里面 musical instrument 表示乐器的意思。We have an old musical instrument. 这个 have 翻译成拥有 ,OK? Have 表拥有是最基本的含义。比如说我有许多朋友 ,I have many friends. I have many friends. OK, have 表拥有的意思。注意当它表拥有讲没有被动的没有进行时态。OK, 那么 have 是个非常非常活跃的一个词有很多含义。比如说 have breakfast, 吃早饭。Have a fever, 发烧。Have a good time, 玩得高兴。Have a headache, 头疼。Have a running nose, 流鼻涕。Have a swollen face, 表示脸浮肿。Have something done, 由别人做某事。Have something to do with, 表示与什么有关系。Have nothing to do with, 表示与什么没有关系。那 have anything to do with, 表示与什么事情有任何关联。Okay, have to do something 表示不得不做某事。我们看一下 ，have 是个非常活跃的词汇，在文中 have 表示有、拥有的含义。Okay, 我们回顾一下例句是 ：I have many friends， 我有许多朋友。Have breakfast， have a fever， have a good time， have a headache， have a running nose， have a swollen face， have something done， have something to do with， have nothing to do with， have anything to do with， have to do something。OK, 文中的第一句话是 We have an old musical instrument. 我们有一个古老的乐器 It is called a clavichord. 它被叫做古钢琴。好，这句话是个被动语态，它被叫做，我们完全可以变成主动的，我们把它叫做古钢琴。好，主动被动之间互相替换一下。We call it a clavichord. 我们把它叫做古钢琴。Let's go on. It was made in Germany in 1681. 这个短语 be made in 后面加地点表示产地，加时间翻译成制作于某时。OK, 那文中的It was made in Germany in 1681. 在1681年它在德国被制造出来 okay, 那 it was made 被制作的意思后面加产地以及时间。关于 make 还有其他一些短语比如说 be made of. Be made of 表示由某种材料制成而且能够看出原材料的叫 be made of. For example, 这个茶壶是银做的。The teapot is made of silver. 那么由银做的能看出原材料用 be made of. The teapot is made of silver. 另外一个短语是 be made from.Be made from 表示由某种或者某些材料制成，那么通常已经看不出原材料来了。可以用 be made from 表示看不出原材料的。比如说，玻璃是由沙子和石灰制成的。Glass is made from sand and lime. Glass is made from sand and lime. 玻璃是由沙子和石灰制成的。可以再比如说，这件毛衣是羊毛制成的。可以，那么羊毛是本身看不出是羊毛的，它表示一个看不出原材料。那么这句话应该是 This sweater is made from wool.This sweater is made from wool. OK, 好，这两个短语注意了。Be made of 表示能看出原材料的。Be made from 表示已经看不出原材料来的。OK, 下面的短语是 be made by somebody. 我们看到 by 这个词表示动作的施动者，也就是说被谁所制造的，由谁制造。OK, for example, 这个蛋糕是我姐姐做的。This cake was made by my sister. This cake was made by my sister. 被谁制作？那么另外一个短语是 be made for somebody. For 表示目的性，应该翻译成了为谁所制作，是个目的性。For example, 这个蛋糕是为你做的。This cake was made for you. 以上是一些关于 make 的短语，我们来回顾一下。Be made in 加地点和时间翻译成制造于某地以及某时。那 be made of 表示由某种材料制成，而且仍然能够看出原材料的叫 be made of. For example, the teapot is made of silver.Be made from 加材料表示已经看不出原材料的。For example, glass is made from sand and lime. This sweater is made from wool. Be made by somebody 表示被谁所制作，后面加制作人。This cake was made by my sister. 那 be made for 表示为了谁所制作的，表示目的性。This cake was made for you. Okay, that is make.